transfer to Manchester United today.
Football predictions.
Hello, okay, and welcome back to another episode of our podcast, the Football Predictions Podcast. Now we're going to do Spanish La Liga for this weekend. It's the first weekend in May. And welcome to our regular co-host, the Moose. How are you, Moose?
Yeah, good. Very good.
Excellent.
Getting a bit more exotic now.
Yeah, La Liga, it's great, isn't it? Going to Spain. Yeah. So the first game we've got on our hands is Friday, 3rd of May, 8 o'clock our time, the late kickoffs there. Yeah. And we've got a match which is Getafe versus Athletic Bilbao.
Yeah, an interesting game, especially how the results has panned out for Getafe recently, and our predictions, because Getafe really is a team where we don't have a lot of confidence in high scoring games, and actually five out of the last six has ended both with under 2.5 goals.
Yeah, so which would lead you, I know the last game was very different against Almeria, but
it was, yeah,
that would lead you to believe that this one also probably is likely to head that way.
Yeah,
and so that kind of tells us a bit about Getafe. But what about their opponent, Athletic Bilbao?
Bilbao is an interesting team. They've kind of faded a little bit over the past few matches. No wins in four league games, and it comes at a bad time, right? Because they're sitting fifth in the La Liga, and they're fighting for the Champions League spot here. And you would think that up against a team that really has not got a lot to play for, they might just grab the win.
Yeah, and I think, well, I know that's what we've decided on. So going in line with that, the low scoring, under 2.5, we think, and an away win for Athletic Bilbao. We've gone for 1-0. And can you watch that one?
Yeah, Bet365 has got all of the La Liga live on live streaming, including this one, of course. You can sign up with our bonus code or promo code FP365.
Brilliant. Okay, moving on to the next game. Real Sociedad up against Las Palmas. And that one is on Saturday, the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. And that's at 1 o'clock our time. Yeah. We have got an interesting one here because we've got one team that's stuttering a bit and one that's completely hopeless of late.
Oh, yeah. Las Palmas has, you know, lost at least the last six games. And it's not to say that we have not predicted this. We had the Girona to beat them last week and in an under game, and they beat them in an under game at Las Palmas. And we had Celta Vigo to beat Las Palmas the week before in an over game, which also ended in an over game, over 2.5, and a Celta win. We haven't got a lot of faith in Las Palmas in our predictions, but we do predict them correct. And they're up against Sociedad, who they lost their last game, but to be fair, that was against Real Madrid.
Yeah, and they only lost by one goal.
Yeah, they only lost by one goal. But apart from that, their form of late has actually been pretty good.
Yes. Yes, it has. They had a three in a row, didn't they? They won, and then they've stuttered a bit. They've had a couple of draws and then that loss to Real Madrid. But
yeah,
you'd expect them to be pretty healthy winners here, wouldn't you? What have we got here?
We've got a high-scoring game, over 2.5 goals, and a Sociedad win at 3-0. Yeah, that's the indicator. Yeah,
I think over 2.5 sounds good on that one. You can watch that on Premier Sports Player, La Liga TV, Premier Sports One here in the UK, and also Bet365 have it. So if you're interested in that, use the promo code. Again, you can watch all of these games. I think on Bet365, use the promo code FP365. Moving on to another Real that we just mentioned, Madrid up against Cadiz. Well, Real Madrid have been doing pretty well lately. They haven't lost. They've had a couple, a few draws, but some of those in the Champions League. So, but their form they've had in La Liga is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been quite solid, with at least five wins in the row at least here in La Liga. But also, I think more importantly, from an FP perspective. The last home game against Barcelona, we had a high-scoring game and a Real Madrid win, and they won 3-2. And then in the latest away game, we hadn't exactly we actually had a draw at Sociedad, but we had a low-scoring game, and they won 1-0. So
under 2.5 was good.
Under 2.5, yeah. So we've been looking good on Real.
Yeah,
Cadiz, the away team. I mean, they've only won four games this season. They have 5 points from the off relegation. Well, in the relegation zone,
yeah,
I should say. Yeah, 5 points up. But do we think that they can beat Real away? I think the likelihood is very small. And actually, the last two away games. They've had on football predictions, we predicted them to lose, and they lost at Girona and they lost at Sociedad. And I think we know what way this is going.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're predicting a home win 2-0 to Real Madrid. Wouldn't surprise me. They've only lost a game all season in La Liga.
Yeah.
And looking very good. And yeah, they should have too much for Cadiz. And, and that one is also, you can watch on La Liga TV, but also on Bet365 using the bonus code FP365. Yeah, you'd expect that one. And now they're great rivals. Barcelona travel to Girona.
Yeah.
That one is on Saturday the 4th at 5:30 UK time.
Yeah.
And now this one will be, looks like to be a good game because both the teams are neck and neck. And tell me about their form. How about Girona first?
Yeah, Girona is looking good, especially at home, scoring a lot of goals, which we've also predicted recently. Although we've had under games, but we have predicted the Girona outcomes pretty accurately.
Yeah.
The last four matches, we've actually predicted the correct outcomes of the games.
Yeah. In fact, five out of the last six. Yeah.
Yeah. Five out of the last six. So away to Las Palmas last week, we had an under game and Girona to win. They won 2-0. And then in the last home game, they played Cadiz and we had them to win and they won 4-1. We had them to lose at Atletico. They lost. And then we had them at home to Betis, where they won 3-2.
Yeah.
And then we've had the goals markets also correct on Girona here. But yeah, and Barcelona, I think, always a guarantee for goals, and you can see that reflected in the results.
Yeah, they do score, don't they? And you expect it again here, and you'd expect them to probably outscore Girona, even though they're the visiting team. And what score have we got for that one?
We've got Barcelona to win 2-1. So an indicator, really, Barca win, both teams to score over 2.5 goals. Looks like a likely outcome of this game. Barcelona, by the way, who still has a theoretical chance of taking the first place. But I think after they lost El Clásico, that was probably the defeat that sealed their fate to second spot this season.
Yeah, it should be a very good game at Girona because obviously they're just behind them as well.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if I'd put my money on a win either way, but I think goals is the key in this one.
Yeah.
And probably both teams to score because they both do like scoring, don't they? And so 2-1 to Barcelona for that prediction. And that one you can also watch on Bet365 using the promo code FP365. But it's also available in the UK anyway on Premier Sports 1, Premier Sports Player, ITVX, La Liga TV, and ITV4. So some good coverage there to watch that game. And, with good reason as well. And let's see how that one pans out. Now, the next game we've got is Mallorca up against Atletico Madrid at 8 o'clock our UK time on Saturday, the 4th of May. And what are your thoughts on this one, Mallorca? Bless you.
Mallorca has kind of faded a bit over the last 5 matches, no wins. Last week, we actually predicted them to lose at Cadiz. They managed to get a draw. Prior to that, we had them to lose 2-1 at Sevilla, and they lost 2-1 at Sevilla. Yeah. We had them to lose at home to Real, and they lost. We've got a pretty good streak on Mallorca on the goals market. On the outcome, sorry. They've faded a bit. They are getting closer to that relegation zone. They still have 6 points down, but they will most likely struggle here against an Atletico Madrid side who has done in good form, but they did lose their last away game 2-0 at Alaves. At home, they've been very solid.
Lost the last 2, actually. 2 away games.
Yeah, 1 in Champions League, right? So,
yeah.
We don't see a lot of goals in this one.
No, and probably just the one goal might get over the line in this one. Not particularly high scores especially some of Mallorca's last matches.
Yeah.
But we still think they'll lose, and we think Atletico will just grab the winner.
Yeah.
At some stage in that game. And you can watch that one. It's got some good coverage as well. You've got La Liga TV, Premier Sports 1, this is in the UK, and Bet365 using the bonus code FP365. And, of course, no matter where you are, from the footballpredictions.net website, you can see the games and where they'll be shown locally. So streaming rules do apply to different regions.
Yep.
Next up, we've got Osasuna up against Real Betis. And that one's on Sunday, the 5th. Lunchtime kickoff, 1 o'clock out UK time. And what can you say about Osasuna? They're not doing too well.
Well, their form is not very good, is it? 5 defeats from the last 6.
Yep.
Last time out, they lost 3-0 at Granada, who is actually second from bottom. They lost 2-1 at Vallecano. And they lost 1-0 at home they lost 1-0 at home to Valencia, which we actually had correct. We had both teams to score, and we had under 2.5 goals. We did believe in an Osasuna win, though. But yeah, we were on the under market on that one. Betis, they kind of picked up recently.
Yeah, they've won 2 out of the last 3. And the last game, they did get that draw, didn't they, against Seville?
Yeah.
So, which is, you know, not too bad a result, really, when you think about it. They're coming good again. So, yeah, and just going back to the Osasuna, they did win 1 game out of their last 6, and that was against the bottom team.
Yeah.
who've won 1 game all season, so that's not really a surprise.
No.
So we think that'll probably continue this trend, I think.
Yeah.
And Real Betis should grab the winner in that. What have we got there?
We're going for a low-scoring Betis win of 1-0. Betis, who still has those Europa League spots to play for, are they quite close, just 2 points off. They picked up some form, so a narrow Betis win. And again, this is a game you can watch on Bet365. And when you sign up, please use FP365 as the promo code. In order to watch it for free.
There you go. Yeah. I think you've just got to have a deposit in there, or having had placed a bet in the last 24 hours, and you can watch all these games for free on Bet365.
Yes,
which is a deal which is can't be beat, really. Yeah. And next up, then, we've got Celta Vigo up against Villarreal.
Yeah,
Nice names there. That one's at Sunday at 3:15 UK time. We have got, an indifferent bit of form from Celta Vigo, haven't we? They're losing, they're winning, they're losing, they're drawing, they're winning and losing all over the place, whereas Villarreal...
Very inconsistent.
Yeah. Villarreal doing much better than that. They've kind of... They're on the winning pretty much most of the time streak, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, Villarreal has been looking pretty good in terms of form. Just one defeat in the last six, which was at home to Atletico Madrid, one of the top teams in La Liga, so you can forgive them for that. If you look at our predictions, we've actually predicted the outcomes of both teams in the last couple of games, both the outcome and the goals market for Celta Vigo. And for Villarreal, we predicted the last two wins. And the last game out was a home game to Vallecano, where we had over 2.5 goals and Villarreal to win. They beat them 3-0. So we came in on that one.
Yeah. Now, Celta Vigo need to win this, really, don't they?
They do. They do.
The 17th in the league. This would really go a long way to helping them finish the season in the league.
Yeah, and I think Villarreal has only, although they are in better form, slightly better form, they do have quite a few points up to the Europa League spots. Celta really would like a win here in order to avoid relegation.
Yeah, and I think we think that's the way it's going to pan out. We think at home they will get that win, that much-needed win. They've only had 7 for the whole season.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can grab the 8th from their perspective and from ours, because we've gone for a 2-1 win for them.
Yeah.
And we think there'll be goals. So probably, I think both teams to score does look good, but over 2.5, even better.
Yeah. Goals market look good on that one based on the last couple of games.
Yeah, they should be at it. So, again, that's one you can watch for a bit. On Bet365, most of these La Liga games are, for nothing. If you have the deposit, use the bonus code FP365 and you're good to go. Next up, Valencia versus
Alaves.
Yes, exactly. And that's 5:30 UK time on the 5th on Sunday. And another one which is maybe a bit tricky to predict, this one, because both teams, I mean, Valencia have lost their last two.
Yeah.
Alaves have won their last two, but before that, Alaves lost their last three.
Yeah.
And before that, those losses for Valencia, they won their last two.
Yeah.
So it's a tricky one. What do we think?
Well, I mean, we predicted the outcomes of these games for both teams in the last matches. We had Valencia to lose at Barcelona, although it was a high-scoring game. We actually had under in that game, but we had Valencia to lose. And we had Alaves at home in an over game against Celta, and they beat them 3-0.
Yeah.
Now, Alaves has actually not got a huge amount to play for. I think that win pretty much guaranteed them survival in La Liga. I don't think they were looking too much down, but theoretically they could still have gone down, especially when you had that series of 3 defeats. Now, Valencia is a bit closer to the Europa League spots. They're only 4 points off.
Yeah.
And they really have to pick themselves up again. And that's also what we're going for in this particular game. And we believe in some goals as well. So both teams to score over game and a narrow Valencia victory.
Yeah, 2-1 to Valencia for that one. And can you watch that one as well, live?
Yeah, but as with all matches in La Liga, it's live on Bet365. And when you sign up, please use that bonus code of FP365.
Yeah, okay. Next, this is at 8 o'clock, the late one on Sunday.
Yeah.
Rayo Vallecano up against Almeria. And what do we think about the form of Rayo? I think they've done pretty well lately, haven't they?
Yeah, they've not been too bad, especially at home, where they look much better than away from home. Yeah. Away from home, they actually only picked up 1 point recently, whereas at home, they are actually undefeated in the last five. But also on our predictions, we've looked pretty good on Vallecano, especially on the goals market. We had over 2.5 at Villarreal, where they lost 3-0. And in their most recent encounters, we've also had some under games. The last home game against Osasuna, we had a Vallecano win and they beat them 2-1. So I think we're looking good on Vallecano. Almeria, on the other hand, I think it's safe to say just one win in 33 matches. So I think the likelihood...
A lot of goals as well. And so I know that Rayo Vallecano haven't scored a lot. They haven't scored a lot, really, if you think about it, in some of the games they've had. But up against Almeria, you'd expect them to fill their boots, wouldn't you?
Yes, yeah. You're right. They've actually scored less goals than they've played matches, Rayo Vallecano. But to be fair to them, they scored two against Osasuna in the last home game. And in the previous home game against Betis, they beat them 2-0. And this has kind of pulled them away from those relegation places. They can play a bit more freely. Almeria's got nothing to play for. So we're predicting a high scoring home win here.
Should be a banker, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3-1 to Rayo.
Yeah.
So poor old Almeria, probably the misery will continue. It's just not good enough, really, is it? One game, one win for the entire season out of 33 so far. So they've got a goal difference of minus 35. So that'll probably get bigger. Again, that one's on Bet365. You can watch that. And you can get use the bonus code FP365 if you're not a member there already.
Yeah.
Next up, Seville versus Granada. Granada, depends how you want to say it. That one's also a late one, 8 o'clock our time, UK time, on the Sunday. And I think Sevilla are going along quite well, aren't they?
They're in good form, and which has kind of placed them now right in the middle of the table, haven't really got anything to play for, no pressure in the last five matches.
Yeah,
they're safe. However, Granada, on the other hand, is not safe. And really, this is last chance saloon for them. They have five matches left. They have 10 points up. If they don't pick up a win in the next few games, it's over for them. It probably is already, to be honest. But Granada has done okay recently. They've actually not lost the last three games.
Yeah.
They won the last two home games and the last away game was a draw at Bilbao, who are actually fifth in La Liga.
They're really fighting for it, aren't they?
Yeah. So
maybe it's a bit too late, though.
Maybe it is a bit too late. And actually, based on Sevilla's form, we're also going in with a prediction here of a narrow home win.
Yes. Yeah, 2-1, we think, for Sevilla here. I think they'll just have too much. Probably dash the hopes of Granada, who have done well lately. Can it carry on? It's debatable. But again, we think there could be some goals, probably both teams to score.
Yeah.
And a 2-1 win for Sevilla, we think. And that's one I might keep away from, I think, personally.
Yeah.
You can watch that one again on Bet365, can you?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and when you sign up, please use the bonus code of FP365.
Brilliant. Well, that's great. That wraps everything up for La Liga for this weekend. And fingers crossed, we get some results as predicted. All right. Thanks very much.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. A third word.